I did.
We started the music and I started laughing. Kathleen said something funny and Bethany said, cut!
Stop!
So once again, this is the Acquired Taste Podcast. I am Sam and I am here with two very delicious women, Bethany and Kathleen.
Hello.
Hi. Wait, let's start it one more time.
Do it again. It's from the top.
Just do it again.
Absolutely not. Once the music is lowered, nothing can be done. I don't make the rules. Okay, so we are back from break, which many of you know, although not all of you, because we are masters at planning ahead.
I'm just more, I'm happy that we were able to find time to do two and to plan ahead. And that doesn't happen very often.
Right? Yeah. It was kind of fun for us, too, because you're like, ooh, a new episode's up. Yeah. I wonder what this is about.
Yeah. I wonder what I said.
Right? If you guys don't know what we're talking about, when we were off the big show for the last 2 weeks, we still posted two podcasts. Mm-hmm. And it was fun because I had more time to talk to people on Twitter about our podcast.
Right? Yes. And I think we should do more drunk episodes.
Yes. It was fun.
Well, I have some Skinny Girl watermelon margarita in the fridge chilling right now if anybody wants it.
Fabulous.
I'm never going to say no to that, I'm not going to be the person to reach for it.
No, I do enjoy the... So can I do a little behind-the-scenes secrets?
Yeah.
So we celebrated our 21st episode 2 weeks ago, and then we had our 22nd episode last week. And a little behind the scenes, we taped episode 22 first, during which we were drinking mm-hmm. so that we could be drunk by episode 21. Mm-hmm. So they were recorded in reverse. So if you go back and listen to episode 22, we do sound a little loopy, and that's because we're imbibing to prepare for episode 21.
That's our version of stretching.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
So
trade secrets.
We were warming up.
So if you're not crazy familiar, if you're just tuning in, the three of us basically just like to find a safe space once a week where we can talk to each other and you guys about things that have affected most of us, but maybe we're either too embarrassed, uncomfortable, or never think to talk about it.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Yeah, that's how we talk.
A peek inside our filthy minds.
So, that is actually the book we're writing coming out later. Great title, Kathleen. So this week, we figured we'd talk about something everyone usually has to deal with once in their life, most people, which is roommates.
Yes.
One word, so many things behind it. Roommates.
It's one of the most loaded words in the English language, I think. Yeah. And I feel like it is a word with a 60% negative connotation and a 40% positive connotation. Mm-hmm. Because I was never that girl who had the roommates that you hugged and kissed when you got home, or they sat with you while you cried, or they made you dinner when you just got broken up with. I never had that kind of roommate experience. Mine always ended in someone moving out in a huff. So this is why I've lived alone now for a long time, because I can't do roommates at all.
It's hard. It's like it's a different version of having a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
Oh,
it's
a
partner. It's just as difficult. The cogs in Kathleen's head are spinning, so I can't wait to hear this.
I'm counting how many roommates I've had over the years.
Oh,
I'm working on my second hand.
Okay. Yeah.
Are they because they didn't work out that you had to keep switching to a new roommate?
Yes and no. And I just moved around a lot also, so there's that.
Significant others, by the way, also count.
Do they?
It has to.
Okay.
Because it's like a different balance, you know? The argument, should you or should you not move in with someone before you're married, it's a separate argument because living together, living with someone is not the same.
No, that's a really good point. And I have said, after having lived with a romantic partner and it not ending well, in me saying that moving forward, I will never have a roommate unless they are a beloved lover. Mm-hmm. Or a student of massage therapy. Because I'm always available for practices.
More sleepovers at Bethany's apartment.
I just started watching the show on Netflix. I think it's usually on Freeform. It's called Young and Hungry. It's a sitcom. And it's so funny. And it's one of the roommates is like an expert chef.
Oh,
so
perfect.
I imagine that she'd be like, let me try out a new recipe. That'd be a great situation.
Yeah. I like that a lot, actually. Also, do you have a flash tat on your finger?
I do. I found, remember when flash tats were cool last summer?
Yeah. the three of us decorated each other at Governor's Ball.
Like head to toe, full body.
Yeah. Yep. Skirts were lifted. Like we got in there.
So I found some old flash tats and I've been experimenting with them on my nails and on my fingers instead of rings.
You know what? I think it was Man Repeller did a really interesting blog post on the flash tats you have left over. And she suggested putting them, like stacking bracelets like you always do, but then adding one flash tat so that you kind of just have this like layer of unexpected sparkle to it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, but I do. I have a ton, too, and I'm like, I don't know what to do with these.
Like, I love gold foil flash tats, especially. I wish that you could get a tattoo in gold foil, because I would be covered in
not
tattoos.
Yet. Maybe not yet, but this has to be a thing if they're not already working on it.
I think Bethany's Googling it.
I am. I am. Metallic Tattoo Ink.
Is this a thing?
Well, I know that they're... I think that at some point they were doing... weren't they doing like glow-in-the-dark tattoos
yeah,
for a while?
Yeah, that's a thing.
But a lot of places wouldn't do it because, oh, I don't know, it was probably toxic.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was the name of the tattoo parlor.
And
so
you can
I don't
get
know why they didn't.
White tattoos.
Yeah.
But it kind of, it washes away and then just looks like a scar or something eventually.
Yeah,
which
I
is
wanted
something
one of those
I might
too.
Do.
No, I wanted one, and a lot of tattoo places also wouldn't do those because they don't age well, and the tattoo artist doesn't want their name on something that's going to look like crap.
I don't plan on aging well anyway.
I know.
So many arguments here.
Damn it.
I know, they're cool.
So badly. Can we talk about Bethany's nose ring?
Yay! Welcome to the family!
Speaking of tattoos, I kind of group nose rings and tattoos in the yeah, same category.
Wait a minute.
Sam's pulling hers
oh
down.
Oh my God, I need one!
You need to get
you
one.
You need
a septum ring.
Oh my God.
It's yeah, when fun. I was in Vancouver with my mother over holiday, she got her hair cut in Vancouver and we were like, you know what? Because I've been saying I want to get a septum piercing for a really long time.
For about a year.
Yeah.
About a year.
Yeah, and people and I said it on the big show and people every once in a while would check in and say like, where's your septum piercing? Yeah. And I didn't want to be that person who talks the big game but never actually does anything. Mm-hmm. So when we were in Vancouver, my mom was like, well, let's get your septum pierced too. And so we found a really cool tattoo parlor that I really dug and they were amazing and I'm so happy with it. I love it so much.
I love it.
Now, you've never had a nose piercing before.
I have. I have a little scar on the left side of my nose that's gray.
Okay.
That's an old nose piercing.
Why did you take that one out?
Because I got a job at Starbucks and there was no facial piercing allowed at the time. And so during my interview, my boss made me promise to take it out. So I had to take it out.
You know, that's very interesting. I wonder if they make nose rings that are flesh colored and sit really flat on the face for situations like that.
Huh.
I think they do. At the time, I couldn't find any.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, I was in college. I didn't have any money.
Yeah.
Like, it was just easier to just take it out. And,
yeah.
But I miss it. I really, really miss my nose ring.
I think if I were going to get a nose tattoo, that's what I would get one on the outside.
Yeah. You look really cute with it, too.
Oh, thanks. My intern, Libby, who's adorable, she's got a bunch of piercings. She
really?
Revealed yesterday that she has 18 piercings in total. And nearly fell off my chair because she's a badass. And clearly, there are piercings in places where I can't see it because she doesn't have 15 in her ear. She's a cute little gold nose ring. And
I really like them.
I love piercings. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I think they're the coolest thing ever. What I did want, and I was turned away, was I wanted... So, you know, surface piercings is just what it sounds like. It's a piercing just on the surface somewhere in your skin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I wanted them on... like on my forearm between my wrist and my elbow. I just wanted 3 bars put across and no place would do it because they said when it's such a place of friction when you put your shirt on and off every morning, like it's just too dangerous and no one wanted to be a part of that.
Just thinking about that.
I know. I wanted it like a pyramid shape too, so it would be a small
that
one, bigger
really
and bigger
cool.
And it would be like a triangle. But
I saw a girl
whatever.
Online who had rings down her, both sides of her spine and she
Whoa.
Laced a ribbon between them and it looked like a corset.
I could see you having, you're grimacing right now, but I could see that for you.
I know, but
you like
second.
That corsets. You like regular corsets.
I do, but not in my back.
The second that gets caught on something, you're dead.
Yeah. And it's like when it's healing, anyone who has a piercing knows when it's healing, if you get it caught, like I got my septum piercing caught on a shirt for the first time last night.
Aw, sweetie.
I nearly called the hospital to admit myself because
oh my
I was in so much pain.
Come quickly.
Oh. I was like, I'm going to jump off a cliff. Oh. It was so painful.
I love that. I went to my my ex-boyfriend's place the morning after I got my septum pierced and I didn't tell him. I wanted it to be a surprise. And there was just no fun time at night to like tell him, so I didn't say anything. And then he rolled over and elbowed me in the nose by mistake. And I start like actually tears are coming out of my eyes and he called me a big baby. And it wasn't the reveal I was hoping for.
No,
he's
not
like,
so
stop
much.
Crying. It was I hardly touched you and I ripped it out of my nose. I'm like, I got pierced yesterday.
Yeah.
It's painful stuff.
I cry when they prick my finger at the doctor's office. So I don't know if I have piercings in my future.
I think you'd be okay though, because your adrenaline is really amped up. And that's why people get so addicted to it and to tattoos. Tattoos too, because it's this adrenaline rush.
Not that high.
It's good.
Wait, weren't we talking about roommates a second ago?
We were.
Oh, we were. We just this happens to us a lot, actually.
So, what's your worst? I want to know. I mean, everyone has a good roommate story, allegedly, but those are boring. What's your worst roommate?
Well, wait a minute. First of all, how many roommates have each of you had? Kathleen was counting.
Yeah, I've had like 15 roommates.
Really?
Yeah.
One, two. This is the most interesting part when I count it out loud. I had Kat. I had Liz. I had those three girls who were a mate, or two girls who I didn't even know, but we got paired with each other, and that was the best roommate situation I ever had because Leanne let me eat her cheesy puffs that she bought in bulk, but she called me on it, even though like she had to know I was eating them.
Nice. And you love your tub of cheesy puffs.
God,
that's where it started.
Shannon, that other chick. Shannon was the best, I think the best, because he was gay and he would French braid my hair before bed every night.
Wait, was this a sitcom or a roommate situation?
That was amazing.
And then two more after that. What was that? I didn't count.
Oh, I don't know.
Four or five, six, maybe 7 or 8, maybe.
Okay. I'm on 10 right now, about to be 11 soon.
Okay.
Which will be its own episode because guess who my future roommate is?
Who?
Kathleen's friend from college.
Yeah.
She set us up.
It was a match made in heaven.
I love this. Is this the friend who went to DR with us?
No, but it's a friend from the marching band as well.
She endorses her, though.
Yes, I was in the marching band.
Yep. I'm pretty excited, but I'm also nervous. If it doesn't go wrong, Kathleen's involved herself.
Yeah.
She's a part of this.
You can never throw a party where both exist in the same party.
Well, I love this girl dearly, and I love Sam dearly, and because I see Sam every day, I'm not going to set her up with a roommate that sucks because she would walk up to my desk every day and be like, remember that roommate you set me up with? Well, she sucks.
She ate my Eggos. Yeah.
So I would never do that.
Kathleen, how many roommates have you had?
So like about 15.
Oh my God.
Both boys and girls. I haven't counted out exactly, but that's a general estimate. But I did live in a house once with 7 girls. So that's like almost half of them.
Was it a giant shoe? Did your mother know what to do?
It was a giant drama shoe. And I actually texted my friend Stephanie, one of my only friends left over from that situation. And I was like, please, can you just jot my memory of all of the crazy things that happened in that house? And she's like, oh, remember that roommate that used to keep all of her dirty dishes in a bag and would bring them home to her parents' dishwasher to wash them? And that was me.
That was you! I was going to say, I remember that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
But I had a roommate once who was an avid juggler. And then she decided she wasn't going to pay her utilities anymore. So I would hide her juggling balls. And I was like, well, you take that, avid juggler. You can't practice anymore.
I just want to pay you in positivity and sleight of hand tricks.
You hit
her
bowling pins.
Why isn't that worth anything?
Yeah. And there might have been a situation where boyfriends that lived in the house took avid jugglers' balls and rubbed them on their balls. But, you know, that's for a later date and time.
The mature way of getting back to someone.
So mature, you know, a drunken college night. But yeah. I had a roommate once who decided she didn't want anybody to use anything that belonged to her in the kitchen, including like salt, pepper, plates, Pam spray. So she would keep it all under her bed. So
what?
When she wasn't there and we needed like salt, pepper, whatever, and we like really had to borrow it from her, we would sneak into her room and go under her bed to use her kitchen.
Which must just feel so incredibly odd.
Yeah, it was weird. I mean, she was like a bad person, so.
I don't feel too bad about taking your Himalayan sea salt.
Yeah.
You're awful.
She's probably really lovely. I mean, don't you guys feel that about your roommates? Like, had you known them not inside an apartment situation?
Yes.
That things would have been different friendship-wise.
There's only one that I know for a fact is truly psychotic.
Yeah.
But she's the one who... Okay, so this bitch.
I'm so excited for this story.
And I don't like that word. I don't even like that word. But she really is psychotic. She and I and this guy, all the three of us lived together. I was in college. And I had my own room. She lived in the living room. And then he had his own room. And her boyfriend came over, and this was the first time she'd ever had a boyfriend, and so she lost her virginity to this guy, and she was all about having sex as much as humanly possible. So the difficult thing, though, is that she lived in the living room, and so if one of us was home, there was no having sex for her because she lived in the living room.
Her room is in the living room?
Yeah, like she slept in the living room, kept her clothes in the living room. It was a gross situation. It was not good.
Yeah.
She and the guy were originally supposed to share a room, but then she decided she didn't want to, and we lost her living room.
Jeez.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. And she was a slob. Holy God, I hate this person. So anyway.
Wait, was that your roommate?
No.
No.
She kept her dishes under the... Oh my God.
Holy crap.
So finally, one day I get a text. I'm trying to remember, not a text. I'm trying to remember exactly how this happened. I got a call from the guy roommate and he said, I just feel like you should know. We'll call her Karen. Karen had Joe over and they had sex on your bed.
no.
And I went into my bedroom and my bed was made, but it was made wrong. Like, you know how you know how you make your bed?
Yeah.
And the reason I knew is that my baby blanket, which I still sleep with, was not folded the way I always folded. It was folded differently and put on the end of my bed. And that is how I got her to admit that not only did she have sex with her boyfriend on my bed, she had sex with her boyfriend on top of my baby blanket. And I'm
like, she's going to hell.
You are the worst kind of horrible, horrible person.
Oh God, that's not okay.
I'm like, how?
I was swaddled in
Exactly.
I was swaddled.
And I saw her at a roller derby battle once.
Did
like
you body
years
check her?
Later?
Oh
and
my
I,
God, you're
I
so
wouldn't
cool.
even look at her.
You were in the audience and you still jumped into the roller derby rink just to slam her.
Horrible.
Was your roommate Drew Barrymore?
God, no. God, Drew Barrymore is so much cooler than this chick was. God, she was
this.
Just the worst.
I love
this. And another thing I hate
oh
about
my
this
God.
Person.
She
stole
angry.
All of my food. She was such a slob. Yeah. She had so much crap all over our living room. She had like this infected computer that you couldn't even use. She was already borrowing my stuff.
Wow.
I'm like, how stupid do you have to be to not use, know how to use a computer? You dumb person. I hate her so much.
Yeah. We hope she's doing well today.
I hope she's doing well today.
Positive vibes. Everything's awesome.
So anyway,
I really hate Karen.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, how about you, Sam?
I'm on a high from the spectrum of emotion I just witnessed in Bethany.
That's why I can't have a roommate.
It's really hard. It's very hard to find someone to match. It's easier to find someone who will completely grind your gears than it is to find someone who will match.
And it's like a trust thing. You're trusting this person. And she started out as a friend. We were really good friends before the roommate thing happened. But then...
also dangerous.
It's so dangerous because... And it's like you said, Sam, it's like moving in with somebody you're dating. You realize all of their bad habits, how they don't respect boundaries, their disrespect or respect for other people's things.
Right.
Those are all things that you don't really remember to ask about a person.
Yep. That was my my first roommates, not including college, but my first adult, you know, my own apartment roommates. One was my very best friend from high school, and now she is still one of my very best friends. But I moved out with the awareness, like I gave a month's notice because if I stayed, we would not be friends anymore. It got to that breaking point. Like I couldn't, we just did not live the same kind of way. For example, so we each paid, there were three of us, different rent, and that was reflective of the sized room you had.
Sure.
She had the smallest room. She paid a very small amount of money, but she also had kind of a shopping addiction. So she had a lot more than what her room allowed. So I had no living room because she'd have her stuff sprawled out, clean and not clean. She was also very messy.
Mm-hmm. Wait, was that your roommate?
Both of us live with Kathleen. This is the reveal episode. And she just, it was, her argument was, I have the smallest amount of space. I'm like, yes, but you pay for the smallest amount of space and I don't have anywhere to sit and watch television.
Yeah, you live accordingly then.
I don't have a living room. Like, we need to reassess this. And then it would, you know, it was a fight that wasn't going anywhere. And then I think this... I'd say the straw that broke the camel's back, but really it was like a bale of hay. Like, there were so many straws. But I remember, so we know Kathleen is a never nude.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. And I am a nude whenever possible.
Yeah.
So I just walk around in the apartment and... I'm one of the people who, if I have a friend staying over, I'll let my roommates know as soon as I know and a reminder and whatever. I was in the fridge. Let's paint a tasteful photo. I was bent over in the fridge and I hear her door open and I turn around and it's not her, but the date she brought home.
No.
And that was fun for me.
Yeah.
I jumped up and closed the refrigerator door so it was an outfit. Like, it was a sitcom movie, like,
It was like a towel.
And I'm freezing because now I'm in the refrigerator.
Oh my God.
That poor guy, he was so sweet and he ran right back into her room. And then I'm like, well, we're friends now. So I put on my robe and had breakfast with them.
Yeah.
Whatever. God. I'm like, you know what? We can't live together at all. And this is the same month I saw a mouse from the mess in my apartment. I'm like, I'm out.
It's like so amazing how much this teaches you about relationships and communication.
Right?
It does. My very best friend, my friend Kristen started off as a blind roommate. And I know that we're best friends till the end because she lived with me in my room. Like, we shared a room.
Oh, gosh.
Two single beds in a room. And she still wanted to be my friend after she moved out.
That's so nice.
So she's like, she's been through the cycle. Like, her and Neil, my husband, are the only ones who have lived with me and survived.
Because, wait, not everyone knows. I don't think we mentioned it. Neil was your roommate
Neil
first.
Neil was my roommate first.
Wait,
I didn't
know that.
Yeah. I got a summer sublet. And my other friend and I were in this house with all these boys, and it was kind of like a scandalous situation. It was off campus, and we're like, oh, we're going to live with all these boys. And actually, Neil's room was empty because him and his roommate had gone off and gotten summer internships. And I'd been living in the house for a few days, and he walked through the door and decided to come back and live there for the summer. And when he walked through the door, I still remember what he was wearing, and I was like, oh, I get to live with this cute guy.
Oh, yeah.
And so we started off as roommates, and then we like slowly started dating, and the other girl didn't know, and we're like making out behind her back, which actually now is pretty hot.
Yeah.
Now that I've been married for so many years, I'm like, oh, we were hooking up in secret.
Kind of wanted to do that again.
We should pretend that we
have roommate.
Like, pull him into the bedroom, like, don't let them see.
You really should. If you want me to come over and pretend to be a house guest, like a prudish house guest who doesn't approve of physical contact, I will. And then you can make out.
Can I come over and hide in the closet, and when you're done, jump out and yell, 10 points for Gryffindor!
So his room was the only room with air conditioning, and he had an extra bed in there, and this girl and I were already sharing a twin bed in another room, so we would be like, we'd get ready for bed, and then like 10 o'clock, we'd be like, knocking on the door. Do you mind if we just sleep in this other bed quick? We'll be out before you even wake up. There's AC in here. It's just so hot. And then the three of us would like stay up every night talking to each other. And Aww. Then one night it was just him and me. And he threw a pillow across the room and came over and pretended to try and get it. And then he kissed me for the first time.
Oh my God, this is such a good first kiss story.
So it's not all roommate stories are terrible. No. My roommate story actually changed the rest of my life.
Oh my God.
That's so cute how he made that happen. Mm-hmm.
Right now I live with Coaster Boy Josh and Andrew. I wonder which one I'm going to marry.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah, not all roommates are terrible. Some are your husband.
I'm going to reach out to your husband. Just go, oh.
Aww.
So wait a minute. What I'm curious about, really quick, because I know we're running low on time here. What's the worst part about living with you?
Oh, that's a good question.
I'm a terrible person to live with. I draw lines in the fridge, keep your on your side. I'm very, very fair and a stickler about things like rent and utilities and cable.
That's fair. That's fair. That's not a bad thing about living with you.
I'm also messy.
Okay, that's bad.
What about you guys?
I don't touch my stuff. Don't ever touch my stuff. And also don't invite anyone over ever because I don't want them to see my stuff.
Yeah.
Like, my house is so much my sanctuary. You know, I've never invited the show over to my house.
Yeah.
I've never had, because it is such my sanctuary that if anyone were to touch my stuff or look at something I have and laugh at it, I would be destroyed. So you guys have been over, but it's like a, you know.
I love your place because it is a little Bethany story.
Your place is amazing.
Thank you. It's also so private.
It's so Bethany. It's great.
So,
but when you're dating somebody, you don't even bring them up most of the time.
No, it took, like, I've said before, you don't get to come up yet.
Mm-hmm.
You have to earn that.
Yeah.
And so that's probably the thing, is like, just don't touch my stuff and don't look at it.
Also, don't come in.
Also, don't come in.
The worst part about living with me is you can't at all in any way, shape, or form live with me. Like, just, you can't.
Just leave me alone and don't be my roommate. Like, actually, my cat Oliver and I, RIP, when he was alive, there was one point we got into a legit fight. Because he was on the counter, on the kitchen counter. I was sitting in the living room, and you can see the counter from the living room. And I look over, and he looks at me, and he puts his paw on something on the counter of mine. He just puts his paw on it and looks at me. And I said, no! And he took his paw off, put his paw back on, and looked at me. And I'm like, no, don't touch it.
He's so smart.
I know. And then he looked away, and then he put his paw, and he starts like tapping it off the mirror.
Oh my God.
And then just looks at me. And I'm like, dude, what the hell are you doing? And then finally, he looked at me, and he swiped it to the ground.
Smack.
And I was like, you ass, like, you jerk. And that's the first time I ever got into a fight with my own cat.
And it was completely justified.
And it was
totally justified.
And you could tell he was pissed at me, and I was pissed at him.
Meow.
Yeah.
Got the sassy meow.
I know. What about you, Sam? What's the worst thing about living with you?
I'm a chicken, so if I'm not already asleep and I come home, I have to keep a main light on. Like, my roommates will shut the lights off, and then I will come in, I'll turn the kitchen light on, I'll leave it on, and I'll walk to my room.
Oh, so even when you're asleep, you need the light on?
If I'm already in bed, like, it won't bother me. I'm not the kind of person who needs to know it's on, but if it's pitch black, I come home, everyone's asleep, light on. I don't want to walk to my room in the dark.
Yeah. I didn't know that about you.
You know I was a chicken. You just didn't know how deep that feather coop ran.
What do you think is going to jump out at you? What do you think?
I don't know. The Exorcist, high school boyfriend. I don't know. I'm just afraid of everything.
That's so cool.
I got into a fight with a roommate for the same reason, because I like to keep the hallway light on.
Yeah.
And we were screaming at each other because she thought our utility bill was going to be too high. So I took it upon myself to call the utility company and do the breakdown of how much it costs to keep a 40-watt light bulb on per hour.
This is amazing information.
I love the idea of the person on the other end at the utility place, like, hearing two girls yell at each other.
Oh, it was amazing. Like 0.3 cents per hour. Like, but something ridiculous. So I left like a really bitchy note on her door. Case in point, I'm not easy to live with.
I'm that person. Oh my God, so I was your roommate. Yeah, the tables are turned. Oh, gosh. I don't want to do this because we're having fun, but this is a long podcast. So should we all go around and really quick say something we've learned this week or in the last 3 weeks?
3 weeks? I think we should. Mm-hmm. Okay, mine's a little esoteric, if I might start.
Let's go. And then mine is going to be what the word esoteric is.
Okay. I know, I should go on Google esoteric.
So I am learning the lesson that when you kick somebody out of your life because they're not good for you, it opens the door for somebody amazing to come in. Case in point, I've been like culling friends lately and like getting rid of the people who aren't great for me. And I did that again recently with a female friend of mine. And I was just like, not working out. Probably shouldn't be hanging out. This isn't great.
Okay.
And the same day, like, I found my voice to say that to her. And the same day, somebody from my past reached out and was like, hey, and we're chatting and it's lovely again. Like, aww. So it's just this moment like of the universe saying, hey, keep out the bad people because then you have space for the good people. And that's a little hippie, but it was a good lesson.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the not hippie version is you only have so many hours in your week as an adult. Like, make room for the people who are good for you and good to you.
Yes, exactly.
I love that. Good for you.
Thanks, man.
Hell yeah.
Wait, can we just touch upon Bethany's tweet yesterday?
What's that?
That you are not going to read messages that are I love you, but ... It was just, I read this a few times over and over again and really touched a note with me.
I had a listener tweet me and she said, I love you, but, and then proceeded to just say something really nasty. And I'm so done with people trying not to be haters by couching it in I love you. Mm-hmm. Like, no, you're still a hater.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I just tweeted, if you start a message to me with I love you, but, I immediately delete it. I'm good without that type of love.
Good for you.
I love that tweet.
Damn!
Thank you.
Coming up, Bethany!
Yeah.
Yeah!
Thanks. Life is too short and I don't need you to try to act like you're my friend when you're saying mean things to me.
Absolutely. The movie with Will Ferrell, he goes, no disrespect, but
exactly.
I said no disrespect.
Exactly.
That's not okay. Exactly. What about you, Kathleen? What did you learn this week?
I learned that when you buy bananas at the store and you come home, you should put like a little piece of tin foil or saran wrap around the stem of the banana, mm-hmm. especially if it's like a bunch where others have been ripped off, because they will stay better longer if that part of the stem doesn't get a chance to oxidize.
What?
Science. Yeah, I saw it on Pinterest, and then I tried it in real life, and it actually worked.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I love that.
Yeah, so go home, wrap tinfoil around your banana stem.
Stat! I heard bananas commit suicide. I know that's like a tasteless phrasing, but if you keep them too close, like when one starts to ripen, the chemical or whatever it releases causes the other ones to ripen quickly too.
Yeah, it's like a cult.
Now you should separate all your bananas and wrap tinfoil.
Yep. Yeah, I do that. When I get it, I break them into groups of two and I'll put them in slightly different spots on my counter.
I'm going to bring in a banana that I bought last year.
This one has been alone and foiled. Fantastic.
And what about you, Sam? What'd you learn this week?
Alone and foiled.
What's wrong with us? A lot of stuff. I learned that, to me, expensive candles are worth it because I love candles and I love smells, but some of them are just crazy. Like, you could spend $35 on a candle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And to me, that's nuts. But I finally caved because there was this lavender lemon smell that I didn't find in any lesser expensive candle. That baby's been burning for days. It's like the high holy days again. I'm like, you know, my mother would be so proud. But basically, it's, you know, maybe it's not always priced crazy because they want to. Sometimes the wax is just better and it lasts so much longer.
I absolutely agree. I bought two candles from the dollar spot at Target. And the wick was placed such that it never fully reached all of the wax. And so I maybe made it through a quarter of the candle and then the wick just burned out.
What a waste. Mm-hmm. This one I love. So I think I'm going to start, you know, anteing up and, and getting expensive candles.
Some things are worth the money.
I need to do research on this.
All right, guys. Wrap tinfoil around your candle.
It'll smell better and last longer. Let's not mix things we've learned as dangerous in the future. So I think maybe Bethany and I should post a picture of our septum piercing.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're going to be able to check that out on our Instagram account, which is at Acquired Taste Podcast. And let us know what you want to talk about. Some of you have been doing that already, and that's awesome. Thank you. We love it. You can reach out to us on Twitter at Acquired Podcast. And Kathleen made a Facebook page for us.
Yay! I did. Yay! Okay, I totally forgot about this. This is a great time to announce that. But I'm going to send out all of the links on Twitter and Instagram so you can access it from there. So like us on Facebook because you can get in touch with us there too.
I actually have to do that myself. Great reminder.
Yeah, me too. Here you go. Liking it right now. You can find us at facebook.com/acquiredtastepodcast.
Yep.
Thanks for listening, guys. We'll talk to you next week.